we find this little club is called the Project for the New American Century, which comprised of Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all these characters that are in and on your television screens every day now. They wrote about their agenda in the 1990s. They talked about the necessity of taking Afghanistan, followed by Iraq, then Syria and Iran, etc. This is their agenda. They're going forth with it, and they needed something on a Pearl Harbor scale event to occur to garnish public opinion behind them. You must always get public opinion when you want a war on your side. And so you have the Twin Towers, a very occultic symbol, because the Twin Towers represent the destruction of the old man and woman, the Jachin and Boaz of the occult and the lower Freemasonry. The old man is to be done away with, you see, and the old woman too, as you bring in a new science of genetics to create the new types that will be their servants of the future, new types of purpose-made human beings, which they've written about in the lower science magazines, and by that I mean the ones you buy on the shelves in bookstores, and have told us that the ideal design, the real meaning of ID, the ideal design, the purpose-made human, will be very efficient. It could probably work for days without end, a kind of golem for those who understand the Kabbalah. A golem is an artificial slave created by a form of magic, which is just science. And that is the great agenda for the future. However, to get us to that step, which they knew long ago they would do, and I gave a talk this week about it, you'll find it on my website, from 1929 by a Lord Birkenhead from Britain, who went through this agenda, this glorious future, mentioning higher sciences that were totally unknown to the public until today. Yet it was published in a Hearst magazine, Cosmopolitan, in 1929, discussing this whole future, this wonderful future for this dominant minority, where they will rule the world in a form of utopia, the dream of the ages, as they call it, going all the way back to the days of Plato and his republic, where the common people would be bred and made special for their purpose, their tasks ahead. Now they're at it with genetics, and that was always the goal of genetics, not to help the poor crippled person with Huntington's chorea or some hereditary problem, but in actual fact to alter the whole of society except for the dominant minority who control us all. You'll find a lot of this in the writings of Arthur Koestler, who worked for MI6 as a propagandist. He also worked for the United Nations on projects on how to lobotomize the entire population without their knowing it for the general public, while he said the elite will remain unaltered because they must retain their survival capabilities, since they will make the decisions to steer planet Earth on its course. So you have many declarations like this given out by the propagandists on behalf of this dominant minority, telling us the same thing, that we've all to be basically dumbed down through all means possible. Koestler and others mentioned using inoculations to do it, inoculations that would be given out under pretenses of helping us, but in actual fact would attack the brain itself, not just the brain, but specific parts of the brain, that part that Koestler said which gave you your ability to think as an individual, your higher critical judgments, your intellect. That's what they wanted to attack. And when you look at the incredible rise of autism over the last 20 years or so, it goes in parallel with the same graph as the amount of inoculations given out at a very early age. Autism at one time used to be recognizable from pretty well birth, when the child didn't go through the normal milestones all up the way to saying Dada and Mama. Now they're normal up until the age of 2, when they get the inoculations. They have a tremendous fever, which every doctor is taught is normal, and it tells the mother so. And then after that, the child regresses and no longer dada and mama, and the problems are there. Now it's accepted as being normal, but the graphs show they're in parallel with the amount of inoculations given within the same areas or states in the U.S. or counties in Canada or England. Well known in the higher medical authorities what they're doing. The general practitioners have a hard time dealing with it, but they themselves eventually do know, because you can't help but thinking and seeing the results. They know what's happening there. So we're under attack, an attack planned by a dominant minority, which Aldous Huxley, a member of this group, actually belonged to, and he spoke on their behalf too. And he said the same thing, that there's no problem with basically giving most of the people a false sense of reality, a make-believe world. What's wrong with that? He said most of them are unhappy anyway. And he knew that because the system they have given us of money and taxation and all the burdens that go with it, the hurry and the scurry, he knew that most people really are not really happy. And he knew at the top, too, that no matter how many goodies they give us to buy, all these little rewards that we're taught to get for ourselves at the end of the month to make it all worthwhile, they knew that eventually there wouldn't be enough and they'd have to do something more with the people to make them manageable. And that's what they came up with, ways of lobotomizing chemically the general public, and they believe they're doing the right thing according to themselves. They call it the noble lie. You must lie to the little people because, you see, the little people are too dumb and stupid to understand, poor dears. And that's how they justify it. World peace to this elite means the absence of all opposition. The absence of all opposition means the absence of all people or any people with critical thinking abilities left. That's what it's all about. And hence, they have put their faith in science. Through science, they will conquer. And they're on the rush of genetic engineering. They're way beyond what the public are told. They have been all along. You'll find that mathematicians like Rutherford, one of the greatest mathematicians who ever lived, was employed working on genetic research back in the 1920s, long before supposedly they could actually see the genes and deal with them. Well, you wouldn't need a mathematician if you couldn't see the Heschel genes. You wouldn't need them. They would have no purpose. So they were into this a long time ago, and they can now create complete human beings from scratch, designer-made humans. And the only problem they have now is to bring all the old world down. As I say, the symbol of the Twin Towers, the Jachin and Boaz, that kicks off this new American century for the 21st century. The 21st century was always very important to them. Arthur C. Clarke, a very high Freemason, wrote 2001 and 2010, two great novels with a lot of truth in them. And this guy, I remember, was a Nobel Prize winner. He was no dummy. He talked about this agenda, which would be kicked off in 2001, with a great discovery, a new change that would come all over the world.